Blog Talk Radio.
No limits, no boundaries, I see increase all around me. Say no limits, no boundaries, I see increase all around me. Come on, stretch forth, break forth, release, enlarge my territory. Can you pray these words with me? No limits, no boundaries. Come on. Said I see increase all around me. Stretch forth, break forth, release me. Enlarge my territory. Say, no limits, no boundaries. Said I see increase.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We truly thank the Lord this morning. We apologize for that technical difficulty. We thank the Lord that we are, hallelujah, God, here this morning. We welcome you to, glory God, to the empowerment line this morning. We just thank God this morning for how God is moving by his miraculous power. We thank God that there is no limit, there is no boundary to what it is that God has and what it is that God is doing in the lives of his people. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We thank God that there is no limit to what God is doing for his people. Glory to the Lamb of God. So we truly apologize for that technical difficulty. We welcome everyone by the way of the internet, the ones that's on by the phone line. God bless you. We are still talking about the mind of Christ. You know, the Bible says, let that mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning some good news. There is absolutely nothing too hard for God. When we make up our mind to believe God and to take God at his word, that's when we'll see things turn around in the name of Jesus. I said when we make up our mind to take God at his word, that's when we'll begin to see things shift and turn around. God just asked us to believe him. He said, if you believe all things are possible, I just need you to believe that I can work it out and turn it around for you in Jesus' name. It's just like the woman with the issue of blood. She just believed within herself if she can get in contact with the one that holds the answer, she will be made whole. You see, us believing God causes us to get into the presence of the answer, what it is that we are trusting him for. Yes, on this morning, I just want you to know on this morning that there is absolutely nothing too hard for God. And I decree and declare upon your life this morning that you will see the miraculous work and the miracles of God break out in every aspect of your life, because that's the God we serve. He is always looking to show his wonders, to show his power, to show his greatness, glory to God, to show that we don't have to stay in the shape, glory to God, that we are in or was in. See, when God comes, he comes looking to change lives, our minds and hearts, and he's looking for someone to show himself strong and mighty in this morning. Hallelujah, God. So we're going to go into prayer. We're going to have just a little moment of silence.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Now we're just going to go into prayer. Father, we say thank you. We thank you, Jesus, because we know that there is none like you. Oh, God, we worship your awesomeness this morning. We give you glory and honor and praises this morning because you have been nothing but good to us. And, Lord, we thank you that we can expect you, oh, God, to show yourself. But, Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God, because we know, God, that you are a miracle-working God. You are our strong tower, our mighty rock, the God in whom we trust, the God in whom we believe, the God in whom we are seeing right now. You are here with us, God, and you are in us, God, and you are causing us to live and move and have our being. And we understand that without you, oh, God, the breath of life, God, we could not move or even because you are inside of us. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You want to show us your glory this morning. You want us to be those children, glory to God, that say, God, I want to see great
and mighty things that I know not. I want to see you move in ways that I have never seen you move before. Oh, God, I want to walk in the greatness of the Almighty God. I want to walk, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, of the exceedingly, the abundantly, the far above, more than I can ask or think. And God, we thank you that we just believe you this morning. We take you at your word this morning. We know that there is nothing that's more great and more powerful, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and our God that's present inside of us. Oh, God, I thank you this morning that, oh, God, you are awakening your people, oh, God. You are causing them to be God conscious, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, we thank you, God, and magnify you that we are aware, oh, God, and conscious that you said, let there be light, and it was so, God. You departed, oh, God, the firmaments, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and Lord, that same God that said, let there be, lives inside of us, and Lord, we thank you this morning that you would awaken every area in our minds and our hearts and our souls, oh God, to the kingdom, oh God, that we may walk in the supernatural manifestation of your power, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, because you said in your word we believe all things are possible, and we thank you, Lord, this morning, that there is no limits, no boundary to the things that you can do for that one that believes, that one that take you at, oh God, your word, God, and we thank you this morning that we are those, oh God, we are those that take you at your word. Oh God, we are those, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that know that, God, you have given us favor, oh God, and that we are strong and healthy, oh God, in you and your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we are those that know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up and is condemned, oh God, we are those, oh God, that knows that every good and perfect gift come from above. We are those that know that we are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, oh God. We are those that understand and know that we are carriers of the glory of the Almighty God, that we are the temple of God, and that you fill this temple with your glory, oh God, with your creativity, oh God, and with your power, oh God. We are those that know, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that greater is you in us than he that's in the world, and that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. We are those that know, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that, oh God, you have kept your angels of protection around us, and our loved ones, so God, that you have blessed our going out and blessed our coming in. Yes, we are those that understand that we are surrounded with favor as of a shield, God. Ah, we thank you, Lord, and magnify you that we understand that we are those, so God, in the name of Jesus, that's in this world but not of this world. We've been born again, not of corruptible but incorruptible seed. Oh God, we are those, God, that believe you and take you at your word, God. Hallelujah, your word is settled. It's settled inside of us, settled inside of our children, settled inside of our finances, settled inside of our bodies, that with your stripes we are already healed. In the name of Jesus, God, we are those, God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, our eyes behold good things, the wonders of the glory of the Almighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We are those, God, that knows that our steps have been ordered by the Almighty God. We cannot and will not be shaken, because we are in a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We are those, hallelujah, that says we believe our Father. Everything that you said about us, everything that you have given us, oh God, you have given to us the kingdom. We are those, God, that receive, and as many as receive, you gave power to become. Yes, we are those, God, that we will not believe the lies and the trickeries and schemes and tactics of the enemy, oh God. We are those that got our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, for ruling and reigning in our hearts and our minds, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We are those that walk in revelation. We are those that walk, oh God, in the wisdom and the knowledge of the Almighty God. We are those that's constantly connected to the true vine in the name of Jesus, and letting you water us and increase us and grow us, and nurture us, God, and rule and reign in us and through us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We are those, oh God, that eyes have been opened and ears have been unclogged in the name of Jesus. Those that's full of living waters, God, that we will never thirst again, because we are in the oneness and the consciousness of the Almighty Father in the name of Jesus. Yes, we are children of the Most High God, royalty, ambassadors, glory to God, priestess, oh God, a holy holy nation set out for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. We are those that have been stripped from ignorance of this world system, oh God. We are those that have been transformed by the renewing of our minds that we may prove what is that good and perfect will of God. We are those, God, hallelujah, God, that will not shrink back nor look back, but Lord, we are pressing forward in the name of Jesus, forgetting those things that's behind, oh God, and we're thanking you that you have woken us up in the newness of life, God. You have woken us up in greatness and your glory and your power, God. We thank you that we are those, God, that when you look throughout the earth for faith, you will say, there go those, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, those that believe me, those that have taken me at my word, those, glory to God, that did not question who I am, but said yes. Ah, glory to God, to your divine plan and your purpose and to your divine will, God. We thank you that we are those, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, that will not follow the voice of a stranger, but our minds and hearts and souls, God, in the name of Jesus. God, follow your word and obedience to the will of your word, God, in the name of Jesus. God, because we know that your word gives us life, God. Oh, God, and your word, God, it gives us, oh, God, transformation. And, Lord, we thank you this morning that the angels are going out on the behalf of your people this morning, that bodies are being healed, families are being restored. God, in the name of Jesus, increase. Oh, God, it's taking place in a bank account. Oh, God, every bill is being paid. Every need is being met, oh, God. Cancer is dropping from the body. Depression, insecurities are dying now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, and magnify you that fears are dying now. My God, you are restoring the lives and the minds of your people right now. Our minds are changing. Lives are changing. Generations are changing. Ah, thank you, Lord. We magnify you and glorify you, God, for the suddenly, the outpouring, the overflowing. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, the empowerment. My God, the weak is saying I'm strong. My God, the poor is saying I'm rich because of what the Lord has done. My God, in the name of Jesus, the voice of the enemy is being silent. People are coming out of graves, oh God, taking off the grave clothes and putting on the robe of righteousness. My God, in the name of Jesus, my God, the fire of the Holy Ghost is falling upon the minds and the hearts of the people. My God, they are being revived in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, we thank you, Lord. This is a new day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And Lord, we thank you that you are waking people up out of their sleepy slumber. Oh God, they won't sleep, oh God, and have those dreams, oh God, of not being anything. Or those dreams that they ain't coming out or life is not changing. But Lord, they have woken up into the kingdom of the Almighty God. And Lord, you are causing them to see, oh God, thank you, Lord, who you have created them to be. You are causing them to put on the clothes of destiny, the clothes, oh God, of vision, the clothes of victory. Oh God, you are causing them, God, in the name of Jesus, to see, my God, that great is you in them than he that's in the world, God. We bind the mind of witchcraft, the mind of mind control, and then we command it to go now. God, the demonic spiritual principalities of witchcraft and black magic controlling the mind, trying to tell the mind that they got to stay in the shape that they're in. We thank you that you have triumphed over principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, oh God. We decree and declare that the mind that was also in Christ Jesus, oh God, would evade their minds now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that you're giving new stories, my God. New chapters are being written, my God. In the name of Jesus, the shackles and the chains are falling off, my God. We thank you, God, and magnify you, in the name of Jesus, for the awakening, my God. We thank you, God, and give you glory and honor. Oh, God, that every, oh, God, demonic voice that have been in the minds of God, in the ears of your people, my God, in the name of Jesus, trying to keep them in trap, is falling off right now. In the name of Jesus, glory to the Lamb of God. You are washing and purifying with your blood. Thank you, Lord. We come against the world system. That, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that want to shake, God, the minds of your people. We decree and declare that they will not be conformed to this world, but transformation is taking place. They are are being transformed by the renewing of their mind. In the name of Jesus, my God. Oh, God, we thank you that the walls of Jericho is falling off, God. In the name of Jesus, every trap, every scheme and tactic, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus, it will not work. It will not prosper. We serve the God, God of victory, God of oneness, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah, God. Glory to the Lamb of God. We thank you this morning. Oh, thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for that same resurrection power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Glory to God. We thank you that it's inside of us. Oh, God, we thank you that every dream, every vision, everything that you have ever given to us, oh, God, to do in this earth, the resurrection power is resurrected in now. It's coming alive now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, and magnify you. We speak to greatness inside of us. We speak to our organs. We speak, oh God, to our blood, our nervous system, joints, bones, marrows. And Lord, we decree and declare, my God, that they are working in the perfection that you have made it to work, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak to every area of our brain. We decree and declare that we got the brain and the DNA of Jesus Christ. We got the thoughts of Christ, the mind of Christ, the language of the kingdom, in the name of Jesus, my God. Oh, Lord, we thank you and magnify you, God. Oh, God, for your truth and the manifestation of your truth in the inward parts, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord, and magnify you this morning. Oh, and give you glory and honor, God, for moving in miraculous ways, in the name of Jesus, my God. You told us to call upon you, that you would answer us, and that you would show us great and mighty things that we know not. I decree this morning, that your people, my God, will see great and mighty things that they know not. In the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you, Lord, and magnify you, that as Jesus walked the earth, he showed things that people have never seen before. They said, what manner of man is this, that he could speak to the winds and the waves, and they would obey. Who is this man walking the earth? I decree and declare that God, in the name of Jesus, you are moving throughout the earth, showing wonders this morning. People are being delivered from drugs this morning. They are being delivered from an ignorant mindset this morning. They are being delivered, oh God, from the chains that tried to hold them down. In the name of Jesus, what manner of man is this, that he can raise a man that was dead for 4 days from the grave? Oh, glory to God. What manner of man is this, that he can open up the blinded eyes? What manner of man is this, that he can open up deaf ears? What manner of man is this, my God? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that he can take ordinary people and make them extraordinary. What manner of man is this, that he can walk on the water? That he can take a little bit of food and feed 5,000 and some? What manner of man is this, that he can lay down his life and pick it up? We thank you this morning and magnify you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, for showing yourself, and revealing yourself, my God, in the midst of every storm, in the midst of every situation, in the name of Jesus, my God, the God of increase, I decree and declare, by the power of the Almighty God, increase over the lives of your people, increase in their finances, increase in knowledge, increase in wisdom, increase, thank you, Lord, of events, of ideas, increase on every side, in the name of Jesus, my God. I thank you right now that the shackles and chains are falling off the mind. I decree and declare, creativity, events of ideas, enlarge their borders, enlarge their territory, in the name of Jesus, my God. I decree, help us to come, my God, from every direction. action, to bring to pass the vision that you have called, the vision that you have established, in the name of Jesus, my God. We are thanking you, God, because we know that you are moving. We know that you are manifesting your glory. You are manifesting your power. You are manifesting your goodness in the lives of your people throughout the nations, my God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you for what you are doing right now. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day. Miracle signs and wonders, because we are carriers of your miracles. We are carriers of your signs. We are carriers of your wonders. You said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We thank you, Lord, and magnify you. That, Lord, we walk in the identity that you have called us. And you have called us blessed. You have called us victorious. You have called us, God, to head and not to tell. You have called us above and not beneath. You have called us to lend and not to borrow. You have called us fearfully and wonderfully made. You have called us, God, the children of God. You have called us royalty. You have called us the blessed ones, the chosen ones. In the name of Jesus, you have called us, God, victory. You have called us deliverance. You have called us breakthrough. You have called our life a wonder to many. You have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. You have called us, I am a she, or I am a shah. You have called us, my God, the light of the world. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the son of the earth, your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, ambassadors. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, into the revelation, into healing. In my God, Yahushua. I thank you, Lord, and you have called us, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your children, my God, a child of God. You have called us, powerful ones. In the name of Jesus, my God. We thank you, Lord, this morning. That we answered the call. And we are walking the revelation of the call. No longer out in darkness. No longer defeated. No longer in depression. No longer in anxiety. No longer in fear. But you called us out of that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You called us out of that into greatness. And Lord, we thank you this morning that everything is lining up to a divine perfection, to your kingdom. It's lining up. Life is lining up in our favor. In the name of Jesus, the body is lining up. Glory to God. Family is lining up. Organs are lining up. The nervous system is lining up. The brain is lining up to your divine will. It got to work in the perfection that you have made it. It's lining up. Glory. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. It's lining up, God. We thank you this morning. We magnify you for your awesomeness this morning. In the name of Jesus, for the open heaven. We thank you, Lord, that every step we take is an open heaven. In the name of Jesus, my God. Open doors that no man can close. We thank you for favor with you and man. Increasing us. And on every side, no boundaries, no limits. We thank you, Lord, that we are married to the source. That you're doing exceedingly abundantly. Abundantly, far above more than we can ask or think, according to the power of your word that works in us. In the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you this morning that you're moving throughout the hospitals this morning. We thank you for the miraculous. Thank you, Lord, that people are waking up out of comas. Cancer's leaving the body. Tumors are drying up, dissolving. functioning, brains are functioning in the perfection that you have made it, hearts are regulating, in the name of Jesus, my God, doctors' reports are changing, my God, look at King Jesus, riding on, throughout the earth, showing himself strong and mighty, mighty in battles, court cases are turning around, in the name of Jesus, cases are being thrown out, people are coming home from prison, in the name of Jesus, my God, yes, Lord, you're doing it this morning, miracles are being answered, those that's crying out, God, give me another chance, I need you to heal my body, I need you to heal my children, I need you, God, oh, God, you are answering, because you are compassionate, God, you are forgiving, God, you are merciful, God, I thank you, Lord, and you are always present, and Lord, we thank you this morning, in the name of Jesus, my God, those legs that the doctor said that person would never walk again, you are giving strength to those legs, they're leaping up, and they're walking, my God, in the name of Jesus, no longer paralyzed, but Lord God, you're causing them to walk again, you're opening up those blinded eyes, you are causing that person to see again, in the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you this morning, oh God, for what you have done, you have already gotten us the victory, you have already triumphed over the enemy, and made him a public spectacle, my God, we thank you this morning, we glorify you, that we are in the glory this morning, thank you, Lord, somebody this morning, I might have felt down, but I know now, in the name of Jesus, that their spirits have been lifted, oh God, they got a mindset to win, a mindset, to walk as more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthened them, in the name of Jesus, my God, they are seeing differently, they are thinking differently, they are walking differently, because the shackles and the chains have fallen off, in the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you for the blood that's washing the mind, washing the mind, thank you, Lord, that there is power in the blood of Jesus, we thank you, for that awesome blood, that washes away guilt, sin, and shame, thank you, Lord, we thank you, because we know without the blood, there would be no remission for sin, we thank you that you are the ultimate sacrifice, for the sins of the world, God, thank you, that you said whosoever believe in Jesus will not perish but have everlasting life. We thank you this morning, God, for an everlasting life. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God, everlasting life, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My God. Yes, God, we decree in the name of Jesus, miraculous breakthrough this morning. Breakthrough on the job. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that those that was having trouble at work, just having issues at work, you are giving them a supernatural anointing that when they walk through that job, when they walk and they on that job, in the name of Jesus, that every spirit that was trying to attack them and frustrate them and irritate them, in the name of Jesus, my God, they would feel the presence of the Almighty God, and they would have to back up, and at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. Thank you, Lord, that they will not have trouble another day on that job, that you would move by your miraculous power in an extraordinary way. I decree and declare that jobs are being released this morning. Those that's trusting you for jobs, I thank you, Lord, that jobs are being released. Thank you, Lord God. I bind the poverty in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, God, for jobs being released this morning, in the name of Jesus, my God, Lord, we thank you and magnify you, for supernatural jobs this morning, oh God, favor on those applications, favor, with the director, favor, with companies, favor, in the name of Jesus, God, and those that trust in you for places, a place to live, I decree favor, with a new address, a new home, in the name of Jesus, favor, God. Thank you, Lord. We remind you of your word in Psalm 23. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and everything that dwell in it belongs, Daddy. I thank you this morning. There are many in shelters, many homeless, and they need a place to rest their head, need a place, my God, to call their own. I thank you for favor this morning, for a new place, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name this morning for this opportunity, God, in the name of Jesus, just to touch and agree with your kingdom, and know that it's so, it is so, in the name of Jesus, it is so, glory to God, our bodies are lined up to your perfection, our minds are lined up to your perfection, our life is in your hand, it is so, thank you, Lord, that if God be for us, who could be against us? It is so that the angels are taking charge. It is so in the name of Jesus, my God, that God has given us good health. Thank you, Lord. It is so. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That God's kingdom is inside of us. We thank you this morning, God. We magnify your awesomeness this morning, Father. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for what you have done and what you are doing. We thank you for the empowerment. Oh, glory to God to our minds. Hallelujah, God. If we change our words, we can change our mind. And we thank you for the word that come from you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We give you glory and honor for what it is that you have and what it is that you are doing by your power in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We welcome everyone to empowerment of the mind, empowering the mind from the word of God in the name of Jesus, knowing that life and death is in the power of the tongue. We thank God and magnify God in the name of Jesus that he told us to speak life over ourselves. We give God glory and honor that the mind cannot be left to itself. Because when we leave our minds, glory to God, to itself, and it'll be the enemy's playground. And so we give God glory and honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God, for his word, what he has given to us as sons and daughters of God. Told us to meditate in his word day and night according to Psalms 1. Meditating in his word day and night. And we'll be a tree planted by the rivers of living waters that will bear forth its fruit in its season. But the ungodly are not so. We thank God and magnify God for being able to meditate in his word day and night, understanding that God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that if we believe in him, we will not perish but have everlasting life, John 3:16. Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing is inside of us. He is our hope and expectations of his glory, is Galatians 1:27. We are not conformed to this world, but we are transformed as we renew our minds to God's word and experience the good and acceptable and perfect will of God in Romans 12:2. We can do all things through the anointed one and his anointing, which strengthens us, Philippians 4:13. We do not allow worry of this world or the deceitfulness of the richness of this lust of other things to enter our hearts and choke the word. We are determined to bear much fruit, Mark 4:19. We hearken unto the word of the Lord, our God. All the blessings of the Lord word comes on us and overtake us, Deuteronomy 28:2. We are believers. All things are possible to us, Mark 9:23. Hallelujah, God. The Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bear us up in our weakness when we do not know how to pray as we ought. He intercedes on our behalf according to the will of God. Romans 8:26-27. All God's promises to us are yes and amen. 2 Corinthians 1:20. The blessings of Abraham comes on us through Jesus Christ. And we receive the promises, the promise of the Spirit through faith. We are heirs to the promise. Galatians 3:14-29. Our Heavenly Father provides for us with measures of faith. He gave us a measure of faith, every man a measure of faith. And we are determined to build our faith by meditating on God's word, Romans 12:3. We have access by faith into the grace of God, Romans 5:2. We have faith in God. We will not fear
Mark 4:40. We repent and turn away from sin, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4:17. Hope is the anchor of our soul. Hope keeps us sure and steadfast. Hebrews 6:19. We reverence and fear the Lord. We respect and honor him, therefore we do not lack. Psalm 34:9. God has bestowed his grace upon us. By his grace, we are what we are. 1 Corinthians 15:9-10. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to us by Jesus Christ. Matthew 28:18. We forgive those who we have anything against so that our prayers will not be hindered. Mark 11:25. God has given us every place that our feet tread. Therefore, we have dominion over sin, sickness, and poverty. Joshua 1:3. We thank God and magnify God for his word on this morning. And we give him glory and honor for those that's on by the way of the phone lines and those that's on by the way of the internet. Truly, our Father is amazing. And he continues to do great and mighty things for us as we trust in him and as we take him by his word. In the name of Jesus, as we eat this word, we will grow in the faith. We will grow in knowledge and wisdom and understanding and the revelation of God. This is how we transform our mind and be not conformed to the world. God gives us new information, truth, from his word, that we will no longer walk in the lie of the enemy or this world system. The Bible says faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. We have to hear the word. We have to stay plugged into the word. We have to keep renewing our minds day and night and ponder on the word, meditate on the word, and pray and ask God for the revelation of what it is that he is speaking to us so we can walk in the manifestation of the truth. The more we get into God's word, the more accusations of the enemy will try to come and try to tell us who we are, what we can't do, try to tell us all different type of evil. Bible says we are good as at evil is always present, always trying to present itself. And this is why God said his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We can't see without the word of God. We can't see good. We can't see deliverance. We can't even walk in the manifestation of that deliverance and that wholeness of who it is that God has called us to be when we're not in his word. We want a mind of power. We want a mind of victory, a mind of wholeness, a mind that's determined, glory to God, by the power of God's word to when we have to be, glory to God, in the mind of those, glory to God, the mind of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, glory to God. We have to be in the mind that was also in Christ Jesus, the mind of the kingdom. God gives us, glory to God, his word so we can be in his mind. And he can rule against every accusation of the enemy. He can rule against every lie that would try to come up and tell us that we were not making to be all that God has called us to be, because we have the mind that was in Christ Jesus. That creativity. We are feeding ourselves and we are planting seeds in our hearts. And as we meditate on this word day and night, it begins to grow. It begins to manifest. It begins to, glory to God, get enlarged. It begins to take dominion. It begins to reign inside of us. It begins to reign through us. And when we open up our mouth, we are opening up our mouth from what's inside of our heart. And this is why God tells us, glory to God, to feed our hearts and to feed our minds and, glory to God, to meditate and to cast down vain imaginations and every high thing, every high thought. Every high thought, every high word that would try to present itself against the knowledge and the power of God, to cast it down. This is why he wants us to have oneness and intimacy with him and not them. The voices of the past, the voices of this world system, the voices, glory to God, that will try to speak to you and speak you and try to cause you to come up out of your purpose and your destiny and your inheritance of who it is that God have called and created us to be. The devil is showing up a lie this morning. We are victorious. We are more than conquerors. We are blessed. We have the blesser inside of us. We are divinely connected to the source. He said, whatever you need, ask and it shall be given. When you ask in faith and you don't doubt in your heart, you believe at that very moment, whatever you pray for, it shall be yours. And so we thank God this morning. We give him glory and honor this morning that even as we go throughout our day, we are going in greater power. We are going in greater anointings. We are going in inspiration. We are going in motivation that comes from the kingdom of God. And God has given to us the kingdom. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, we got it. When we go out throughout our day, and as we move throughout this day on today, we decree and declare that this is a blessed day because this is the day that the Lord hath made. And we show rejoice because we understand who's over this day. We decree that this day is blessed. Every step we make and every move that we take, we are moving into greater purpose, greater destiny. We are moving into greater favor. As God says in his word in Psalm 23, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life as we dwell in the house, the presence of the Lord. We thank God for goodness and mercy today. It's following us and chasing us down everywhere we go. We thank God that his countenance is upon us. People look and seek us out to bless us. They look to give into our bosom. Oh, glory to God. And when the enemy comes up against us, they flee seven ways. Glory to God, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up, those tongues have been condemned. Every negative tongue that have a prayed in secret about us, prayed against our loved ones, prayed against our destiny, prayed against our purpose, prayed against our finances, we thank God that those tongues have been condemned. They have been cut off. They have been stopped. They have been, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, they have been stopped by the power of God. The words will not prosper. They're hit dry ground. They won't even go in the ground to grow because God has blessed us. So we thank the Lord this morning. We thank God for the revelation to understand that we are the blessed ones. God didn't choose us to cause, he didn't choose us for us to remain to live in a curse or to live in a lie. He called us out of darkness. We're not living in darkness no more. We're not living in ignorance no more. We're not living, glory to God, in the lies of the enemy no more. But he called us into the truth. And we thank God that we are lavished. We are, glory to God, submerged in the truth. Glory to God, we soak in, hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank God and magnify God that we are marinated in the truth. We walk in truth and we see truth, and Jesus Christ is truth. He has conquered anything that would ever try to rise up against us. He is greater than anything in this earth, any sickness, any attacks of the enemy. He's greater. He showed us when he raised Lazarus from the dead, I'm greater than death. He showed us when he walked on the water and told the winds and the waves to obey that he's greater than the storm. He showed us, glory to God, when he opened up the blinded eyes that he's greater than medical reports or with this world system would say can never change because he opened up the blinded eyes, unclogged the deaf ears, cast, glory to God, demons out. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. He showed us that even when it's lack in your house that he can bring abundance, glory to God. When he fed the 5,000 and some, Jesus is greater than anything. He is the great I am. And when we believe in him, all things are possible. He showed us that there is no limits to what it is that he can do when we trust in him. So we thank God this morning that as we go throughout our day, we are, hallelujah, God, be conscious to the God that we serve, that he is a God of no limits and no boundaries. There is no system that's greater than our God. I don't care what the laws have been set in this world system, God can change them. Oh, yes, he can change any system. Glory to God, and glory to God, even glory to God, when nature say or when scientists say or glory to God, when doctors say, God is over all of that. He can change any medical report. He can change, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, any status that the enemy said cannot be changed. Your status might have been you only got 5 months to live, but the devil's showing up a liar. When your life is in God's hand, hallelujah, God. The enemy might have said, glory to God, that that person behind the prison walls will never come home. There is no hope. It's over.
No, not when God is there. He knows how to open up the prison gates or cells in the name of Jesus. When the enemy said that it should not, could not be open, when God say it got to open, it got to open. And he might try to sit and say that you will live in poverty and be poor all your life. But our God is the one that's over money, the one that made money, the one that's all things, the one that is wealth, that is abundance, that is, glory to God, the source of all things. He knows how to bring money from a fish's mouth. Glory to God in the name of Jesus, and know how to bring water in a drought. I'm talking about the awesome God. Hallelujah. The one that can, the one that will, the one that is. Hallelujah, God, he is our health. He is our peace. He is our joy. He is our finance. And he is, hallelujah, God, the God that is, I am. I am inside of you. I am, glory to God, your healer. I am your strong tower. I am your mighty rock. I am the bread of life. I am. It's inside of us. And we conscious to that this morning. Are we conscious, glory to God? He says, walk by faith and not by sight. You can't see me, but I'm sure enough in you. I'm sure enough right there, right now, ready to move, ready to show up, ready to show myself strong and mighty. I am all that you need me to be. And when you trust in me, you will never be defeated. Oh, glory to God. When you trust in me, hallelujah, God, and you will never, glory to God, be defeated. Just believe, hallelujah, God, not in the things that you see, because the things that you see are subject to change, but I will never change. I'm always the same. I'm victory today. I'm victory tomorrow. I'm peace today, peace that's a path of all understanding, and I'm peace that's a path of all understanding tomorrow. I'm living waters today, and I'm living waters tomorrow. I'm everything that you need that pertains to life and godliness. Hallelujah, God. My word can change your situation. My word can change that doctor's report. My word can bring that son home. My word, glory to God, can change an oppressed mind. My word can tell my God, the blinded man, you shall receive sight. Hallelujah, God. My word raised Lazarus from the dead. My word, you just need my word in your mind and your heart. Hallelujah, God. Woo, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, we thank God for the word. You want your life to change. You want to see things change. Get a hold of the word and let the word get a hold of you. In the name of Jesus, I said get a hold of the word and let the word get a hold of you. Glory to God. And the word of God will cause you to walk in dimensions that you have never walked in before. The word of God will have you to do things that you never thought that you can do before. Like Peter walking on the water. Or the word of God stepping in his boat. Causing him, in the name of Jesus, my God, to catch so much fish that the boat couldn't obtain it. Glory to the Lamb of God. When the word of God get inside of you, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, your world will change. Your mind will change. Your heart will change. Your outlook will change. Your walk will change. Your talk will change. Your loved ones will change. Thank you, Lord. He said, glory to God. Be renewed by the word of God in the name of Jesus. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to prove what is that good and perfect will of God. We thank God for the word this morning. Yes, it's in the word. How will I be healed? It's in the word. How will my family change? It's in the word. He is the living word. Hallelujah, God. He is the living word. Hallelujah. Let him live in you. Let him live in your home. Let him live in your children. Let him live in your bank account. Let him live in the name of Jesus. Life and death. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Glory to God. He said, you want to see your life change? Speak my word. Be intimate with my word. Become best friends with my word, and you will see your life change. We thank God this morning as we holler, God, depart, but never from God's presence. We thank God and magnify God for his word on this morning. I'm going to pray out, and glory to God, we'll be back on at 9:30 tomorrow. We thank God for empowering us for this day. Father, we thank you this morning. Your word is so awesome and so good. And we thank you, oh God, and magnify you for giving us, oh God, that mind that was in Christ Jesus. Oh God, because we want to go from glory to glory and from faith to faith. We want, oh God, to walk in the transformation of your manifestation of your kingdom and your power each and every day of our life. We thank you for showing us how to win each and every day. How, God, to be more than a conqueror. How, God, to be victorious. Oh God, how to walk in that mind, that peace that's passive all understanding. God, we decree and declare, God, that every household that's represented on this line this morning, by the way of the internet, by the phone lines, I decree by the power of the Almighty God and the power that you have given and invested in me with the authority that you have given me as a child of God, that their household is blessed. Their children is blessed. Their minds are blessed. Their hearts are blessed. They are walking in abundance. They are walking in overflow. Every need is met. Oh, God, I decree and declare open doors that they are favored of the Most High God in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that you have made every crooked place straight and every high place you have run down. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, that you are their burden bearer, that they can cast all their cares to you because you care for them. God, I thank you. And I magnify your awesomeness this morning. I thank you, God, and magnify you that you are blessing every last one of their family members. I thank you for a miraculous change. I thank you for favor on their family members' life. Favor for jobs. Favor, God, that they would be preferred, God, that you would favor them. In every, oh God, aspect of their life, God, I thank you, God, for, oh God, an encounter and a relationship with you, that you would save them. Their household is saved. Their children are saved. Their grandchildren, their loved ones, oh God, are saved. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank God for their salvation. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, a relationship and encounter with you, I thank you, Lord. I thank you that your blessing ain't going out and your blessing ain't going in. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, you are causing your favor to shine upon them. I decree and declare victory reports. I decree and declare, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and prophesy on every aspect of their life this morning that, oh, God, their phones are ringing with good news. Their mailbox are filling up with good news. And they going out is good news. They ain't coming in is good news. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you that the doctor report has turned into favor. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that the body is being strengthened. Oh, God, and the body is working in the perfection that you have made it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. I thank you, Lord, that the prison doors are opening, God. For that one that, thank you, Lord, that have been praying out. God, open up the prison doors, God. Give me another chance. I decree and declare. By the power of the Almighty, God, that you're turning things around in the favor, God. Now, you are over lives, God. You are over destinies, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, and I thank you and magnify you that what the enemy tried to mess up, you sure not to clean it up. You sure not to turn it around. And, Lord, somebody's life is turning around on today. Glory to God in the name of Jesus, God. You have broke, oh God, and destroyed the yoke of bondage all their life today. I thank you for the miraculous, God. You are taking and giving people new addresses, oh God, and Lord God, inventive ideas, God, lifetime of finances, God. Oh God, causing them to increase in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, I thank you because you are changing somebody's address, oh God, on today. You're giving them a new address, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the blessings that you are releasing upon your people. God, you said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. It is your will, oh God, to see us prosper and be of good help even as our soul prospers. Oh, God, I thank you and magnify you, God, that you are releasing financial blessings in the lives of your people. I bind lack and poverty, and I command it to go into dry places in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you this morning for your loving kindness and for your plan and your divine will. Well, Father, we would not fail to give you all the glory and honor in the name of Jesus for this glorious day that you have made. That as we go out today, but never from your presence, be thou glorified and magnified. And we thank you that every enemy will be horrified because God is for us. It's in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you guys richly on this glorious morning. We will be back on at 9:30 tomorrow morning. In the name of Jesus. Remember, there is no limits and boundaries in God. May God bless you richly.
No limits, no boundaries. I see increase all around me. Say no limits, no boundaries. I see increase all around me. Come on, stretch forth. Enlarge my territory. Can you pray these words with me? No limits, no boundaries. Come on. Said I see increase.